Computerized information systems have always been able to exchange data. These systems often wouldn't be of much use to us if they couldn't. How one software system exchanges information with another software system, however, may be very dependent on the vendor or vendors that created the systems. Let's take, for example, an email system. We take for granted now that we can compose an email message to a friend using whatever email software and email provider we prefer. And as long as we have the correct email address for the friend, we can be reasonably sure that the message we send will be received. We don't have to know what kind of email software the friend is using or who provides email service to our friend. But in the past, before the growth of the Internet as a consumer network, email systems often were proprietary. If you can remember back to AOL and CompuServe and Prodigy, those systems all had their own isolated email systems, meaning that they used methods of exchanging data that only worked with systems developed by a single vendor or a small set of cooperating vendors. So if I wanted to send an email message to a friend, I had to hope she used the same email provider that I was using. The demand to be able to send email to anyone, regardless the online service a person might use, led to the adoption of standards for email that we now take for granted. Standards and the demand for interoperability in health IT systems are just now beginning to emerge. So what exactly are standards, and why are they necessary? We have existing networks that connect organizations already. It's easy to get on the internet, after all. So why can't we simply use these networks to exchange information now? Well, imagine an organization with an electronic health record system that stores patient demographic information that includes a field for patient age. A different healthcare organization also has an EHR, but instead of containing a field for the patient's age, the EHR has a field for date of birth. Both EHR systems likely store the same kind of patient demographic information, but in this case, the lack of standard representations for the same piece of information of these systems defeats the opportunity for interoperability, since the information stored in date of birth field is not directly transferable to the other system's patient age field. Manipulation of the date of birth data would have to be done to calculate the patient age. This example demonstrates why standards are so important. If the EHR system for these two organizations used a common standard for representing a patient's age, even something as simple as defining the field types for patient demographic information, it would be possible to directly move this piece of data from one system into the other. Multiply this simple example by the thousands of pieces of healthcare data that are exchanged every day, and you will understand both the need and the complexity.